You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
A new COVID variant identified in South Africa and the adverse impact this development has had on the stock markets has dominated news coverage today. Amid lockdown fears, D Street witnessed its worst day since April. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the top stories from India and around the world. But before we discuss more stories of November 26th, let me first tell you about the new COVID variant that has emerged. A new variant, B.1.1.529, has been detected in South Africa, and so far, under 100 sequences have been reported of this variant. The World Health Organization says that early analysis shows that this variant has a large number of mutations that require and will undergo further study. Scientists say this variant is a concern because of its high number of mutations and rapid spread among young people in Gauteng, South Africa's most populous province. South Africa has seen a dramatic rise in new infections, especially over the last 4 to 5 days. This new variant has also triggered an alert in India, with the government calling for rigorous screening and testing of international travelers coming from and transiting through South Africa and Hong Kong, which is the other nation where travelers were found to be infected with this variant. Dr. Shashank Joshi, who is the member of Maharashtra COVID Task Force, is of the view that this variant is very rapidly transmissible. He said that this variant is a particular cluster of mutations near the cleavage site called furin, which makes the virus more transmissible. Dr. Joshi called this a super mutation and said that it has 30 mutations and these mutations are at multiple sites and basically are likely to have resistance to various antibodies. Meanwhile, Israel has warned of emergency after detecting the first case of the new variant. Asian and European countries too rushed to tighten restrictions after the development about the virus, which is possibly vaccine resistant. India has issued an advisory to all states to rigorously test and screen international travelers from South Africa and other at-risk countries amid concerns over the new coronavirus variant. Meanwhile, Britain has temporarily banned flights from South Africa, Namibia, Botswana, and Zimbabwe, among others, and asked returning British travelers from those destinations to quarantine. Singapore swiftly joined Britain, with the health ministry saying it would restrict arrivals from South Africa and countries nearby as a precaution. However, WHO has cautioned countries against hastily imposing travel restrictions linked to the new variant, saying that they should take a risk-based and scientific approach. Moving on, like I said earlier, it was the worst day for the D Street since April. Indian equity benchmarks tanked nearly 3% today, tracking a sell-off across global markets as the new COVID variant spooked investors. That was the worst single-day fall for both Sensex and Nifty since April 12th. The 30-script Sensex index ended over 1,600 points lower at 57,107, whereas the broader Nifty 50 benchmark settled just a little over 17,000, down 509 points. Hemant Jani, the head of equity strategy at Motilal Oswal Financial Services, is of the view that the fear of new variant spreading to other countries might again derail the global economy. He said that there is already uncertainty as to when the US Fed will start raising interest rates, so the markets might continue to reel under pressure and would actively track the COVID situation globally. Meanwhile, Vineet Sambre, the head of equities at DSP Investment Managers, believes that the market is better equipped to handle COVID if a third wave hits this time around. He also believes that some correction in the Indian equity market will be healthy. Next up, the Reserve Bank of India has released the much-awaited modified rules for ownership and corporate structure of private banks in India. While 21 out of 33 recommendations made by Internal Working Group have been accepted, the most controversial of the lot, relating to corporate ownership of banks, has not been accepted by RBI just yet and continues to be under examination. Well, in some good news for international travelers, India has decided to resume scheduled international flights from December 15. The Civil Aviation Ministry said that the matter has been reviewed and the competent authority has decided to resume such flights to and from India. Scheduled international flights, except repatriation services and flights carrying essential goods, were suspended in March last year after the COVID-19 lockdown. Restrictions were then gradually eased with air bubble arrangements with other countries. India currently has 28 such deals. Next up is an update on cryptocurrency, which the Paytm founder Vijay Shekhar Sharma says is here to stay. He also revealed that Paytm would venture into crypto when it is made legal in India. He expressed confidence that the underlying technology of crypto will become mainstream in a few years, just like the internet. Sharma also suggested that the center should officially take a stand on cryptocurrency, as that would clear up all the confusion. His remarks come just in time when the government is set to table the cryptocurrency bill in Parliament's winter session, which begins on November 29th. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. Stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.